Hey there, I'm Heather Mulder, a former Am Law 100 partner who, just 5 years into my legal career, found myself questioning why work so hard to barely be squeezing life in. So that I wouldn't become yet another attorney burnout statistic, I decided to redefine success on my terms from the inside out, which is what enabled me to build a profitable legal practice while navigating my way through the challenges of two kids and two bed rests, the 2008 financial crisis, and a battle with breast cancer. What I learned is that you can build a successful legal career without sacrificing your health or personal happiness. And I'm on a mission to help you do exactly that. Join me each week for practical, unfiltered advice on how to successfully navigate the challenging legal market and succeed in both law and life. This is the Life in Law Podcast. Well, hey there, y'all. This is Heather Mulder, host of the Life in Law Podcast. And today we are going to talk about something that actually came up recently for a speaking engagement that I was asked to speak at. And it revolved around the things we focus on versus the things that we should be focusing on. And you know, I don't really love using the word should all that often, but I think this is one of those few instances where it actually makes sense. So oftentimes what we do is we focus primarily on time, right? It's all about time, how much time we spend doing things, being efficient and productive with our time, ensuring that we are spending quality time on things. And I'm not saying that's all 100% bad, but I do think that we tend to obsess a little too much about time because time is finite. There is only so much of it in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year. And frankly, we don't know how much time we even have. And I'm going to share with you something that I shared with my newsletter a little while back, about a month ago now, that just kind of goes to show how important it is to focus on the right things and not so much on the time. Because the time focus, I think, ends up taking us in the wrong direction. We end up trying to balance our time, balancing it between the amount of time we're spending working versus the amount of time we spend with our kids, versus the amount of time we spend with our partner, versus the amount of time we spend doing other things. And the fact of the matter is, if you are a full-time worker or even a part-time worker, you are very likely working more than you're doing any of those other things individually, and maybe even more than you're doing any of those other things on a combined basis. Now, maybe not if you're working a four-day work week like we talked about last week. And if you haven't caught last week's episode, highly recommend it. I think that sometimes there's this misconception about what a four-day work week actually means. And I really love how last week's guest, Patrick Pitino, got into this concept of flexibility and how we misinterpret what flexibility actually is and his take on flexibility. And we had a lot of deep conversation around that and around some other issues that really do tend to plague lawyers especially and other high achievers as well. That doesn't even have anything to do with the four-day work week. So I highly recommend that even if you think, okay, I know that's not for me, you're going to get a lot out of that episode. Please go back and listen to it if you haven't already. It is a really deep and necessary, in my mind, conversation that everybody needs to hear. Okay, so we start to balance our time when we focus on time, and that doesn't work very well. Let me just be clear. Time isn't actually your problem. It's how you choose to spend your time, which I've talked about before. And also, what I'm going to talk about today, it's really about your energy levels, how you show up on a day-to-day basis, how you feel on a day-to-day basis. And your energy levels are what guide you to show up in the way that you do. They're what guide you to be the person you are in any given day. And I think most of us want to be thought of a certain way. Most of us want to make a difference in some way, shape, or form through our work, within our families, within our communities. And you can't do that without the right energy. And so I would argue that the problem isn't time. The problem is energy. Because again, We have a finite amount of time and we don't even know how much time we have. And so here's where that story I mentioned a couple of minutes ago comes into play. Now, if you get my newsletter, you've already probably heard this, unless you didn't open it that day, which is fine. But this past President's Day weekend, my husband, Jeff, was leading a small group of the scout troop that he leads on a Big Bend camp out and excursion up a mountain. You know, a lot of families went that weekend, but only a select few were going on, you know, the trek up the mountain, and then they were going to stay overnight and then trek back down the next day. And in planning for it, in the weeks coming up to that weekend, Jeff kind of expressed a couple of concerns with me that a few of the dads weren't in the best shape, and he hoped they understood what they were getting into and that they were training. He'd kind of been training for it. He's also training to go to Philmont with my youngest, Noah, this summer. And, you know, he was a little worried. And because it's not an easy track, it's a more difficult one. And not everybody is up for that, right? Not everybody does that on a regular basis. And not everybody's in the best shape. Oftentimes, we just aren't. And so, unfortunately, on the day that they went, their worst fears came true. One of the dads started to have chest pains. And they were probably 3/4 of the way up the mountain at this point. Despite having several doctors, one of them was a cardiologist, they immediately assessed that he was having a heart attack correctly. They started to get him down the mountain. Unfortunately, he collapsed. They gave him CPR and he did not make it. The person who passed was actually not one of the dads that Jeff had been worried about. Instead, the heart attack had struck someone who was a runner, who looked like he was in really good shape and went hiking often. Why do I tell you this? I know this is an unusually morbid story for me to share with you here on this podcast, but there is a purpose. This man died way too early. The event was truly tragic. But I will tell you this. He passed doing something he loved with one of the people he loved the most, his 16-year-old son. And as was emphasized by him all the time, by those who knew him, and by his wife, soon thereafter, as we paid our respects, his life was very well lived. He was excited about this. He often talked about, you know, not that I want to go anytime soon, but if I do, I've lived well. He managed himself well. And from what I gather, he wasn't overly focused on time. He was focused more on what I'm talking about today. Energy, his energy levels, how he showed up, how he felt so that he could show up as his best, be his best, serve himself and others to the best of his capacity. Things happen in life that serve as wake-up calls for those of us who are still here. My cancer diagnosis at age 38 was my first big wake-up call. I remember thinking, who's going to show up to my funeral? What would they say about me? And I wasn't exactly thrilled. Not that it was all bad, but it wasn't what I would want. The events over President's Day weekend had me reevaluate again, which is why I've chosen to share this story with you today. Because we think about, we worry over, we obsess over all kinds of things on a daily basis. A lot of them relating to time in ways that we cannot control. Not only that can we not control those things, but oftentimes those things we're obsessing over, worrying about, thinking on, aren't even all that important when it all comes down to it, especially not at the end when we're looking back. So my question for you is, what are you focusing on? What are you worrying about? How much of that relates to time? How much of that relates to the time you can't control? Other things? And how important are these things? Like really, truly, how important are they? Perhaps it's time to start focusing on other things. like how you show up, which means starting with your own energy levels so that you can choose to show up each day fully, happily, doing the things that make you happy, doing the things that actually make a difference, an impact in the world and in others' lives. What I'd like you to start focusing on is how to manage your own energy levels so that you do show up more fully, so that you can be, you know, the person you're meant to be, kind of fulfill that fullest potential that you have. Maybe that sounds a little woo-woo to you, and I don't get that woo-woo, but it is true. We all have tons of potential, and yet many of us never get there. And I'm not sure any of us fully get there, but heck, I'm at least going to try. And I hope that you do too. And let me be clear, when I talk about managing and increasing energy levels and really focusing in on that, this isn't just about physical energy. Yes, it includes that. Yes, it includes taking care of yourself physically, but it starts from the inside, mental health, your own mental energy, your spiritual energy. And everybody has a spiritual energy and a spiritual side. Regardless of whether you're a believer in God or a higher power, there is a spiritual side to us all. Maybe it's to be closer to nature. Maybe it's several things, a relationship with God and to be close to nature. This is why I call my kind of mindset coaching, my base coaching, inside out coaching. Because it all starts from within. You create success from within. It starts with you. And it does start with your actual energy, the energy that you have to show up with every single day. Now, a couple of big benefits when you start focusing more on energy instead of time. Number one, we've talked before about that voice inside your head, that voice that likes to tell you you can't, you shouldn't, there's too much risk. Oh, remember when you failed or you made a mistake, it's going to happen again. That inner critic. We talked about it a lot, right? And I've given you tools on how to deal with that voice. And I will try to go back and find one or two podcasts that talk about it and put them in the show notes in case you haven't heard those before. And I also have a free resource for you that I would like you to download if you do not yet have it that I will put in the show notes as well. It's called 5-Minute Stress Solutions. And it's not just about stress management, but it's about stress prevention by managing that voice, by taking control of it. That voice loves to focus on time because it can't control it. One of the benefits to managing your energy levels and not over-focusing on time is you help to quiet that voice. You help to take more control over that voice. So that's a big benefit, right? Yes, all those tools are necessary at times and they work, but why not focus on your energy levels in a way where it just shuts that down to begin with and doesn't even show up as often? I'm there for that. I don't know about you, but I'm definitely there for that. Secondly, what this does for you is it, I hate to use this word because I think it's overused, but I don't know what else to say here. It's empowering to focus on your energy levels and let go of worrying about time and amount of time and balancing time and all the things we obsess over. It's empowering. It empowers you to take better actions, to be more intentional about what you do and don't do to increase your energy levels from a physical sense and also from a mental, emotional, psychological, and spiritual sense. You're taking control over the thing you can control the most, you. This is probably one of the top three complaints I hear. I don't feel in control. I'm not in control of my own time. I don't feel in control of my career. I've had to just kind of jump to and do what comes. I'm not in control of my own practice. I don't even have a practice I enjoy that much. This isn't what I thought I'd do. And they think they have no control of their time. Well, your starting point to feeling in control of all of those things, including your time, is to take control of your energy levels. to start focusing on what will help me to show up better. That will give you more physical energy and also mental energy, but also mental space to start thinking more strategically, to be laser focused and present so that you can be present in the moment on the things that matter to you, really on any given thing. That's what this does when you focus on your energy levels. And when you do that, something magical happens because that's when you start to feel more in control. When you give yourself that space that you need by managing your energy, as I said before, strategic thinking increases. You start to make better decisions for yourself. You start to see what true priorities are. You start to show up more present. All of this falls into line. That's what control really is, y'all. Making intentional decisions, aligning with your priorities, living your values, all of that only comes if you manage your energy levels first, because you'll make more intentional, better strategic decisions for your career and your life as a whole. Also, bonus, when you start doing this and you start to have more energy, you're going to start thinking more creatively. That creative spark plug that you've got in your brain, and trust me, you've got it. Lawyers are more creative than they realize. It's how you solve so many problems. You start to utilize that for your own benefit. And you see that there are more options out there. You have more choices. There are more ways to do things. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. And if you haven't listened to that episode, you should. I will link to it as well. I actually feel like, and this was not done on purpose, but I feel like there's kind of been an arc for 3 weeks now around choices, options, learning to do things differently, your way, creating success for yourself on your own terms. And it started a couple weeks ago with the episode where I talked about you have more choices than you realize. It's time to start opening up your mind to those. And we got into this quite a bit last week with our guest. And then, of course, into this week. Start focusing in not so much on time, how much time you have, how productive you are with your time. And let me be clear, I'm not saying that being productive isn't a good thing, that being efficient isn't a good thing. Those things are good. But you're actually never going to truly be productive and efficient if you don't start with the thing that's most important, and that's you and your energy and how you show up. Start there. Let go of the focus on time. Focus on your energy. You'll get better input from it, i.e. your input into things, which will create more productivity and efficiency anyway. All right. If you are ready for some research-backed ways for how to start doing this, managing your energy levels, I do highly recommend that you get my free resource, 5-Minute Stress Solutions. I've actually recently updated it for you. It now has 10 strategies for how to rewire your mind to function at its absolute best and feel your best. And I will put a link to it in the show notes. That is it for this week. We will be back next week with a special guest. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Life in Law podcast. If you enjoyed this week's episode and aren't yet a follower or subscriber, be sure to hit the follow and or subscribe button so that you don't miss an episode. For show notes and free resources to help you succeed in both life in law, including the Life in Law roadmap, visit lifeinlawpodcast.com.